Hi there. The word for you today is choose the right friends. In Ecclesiastes 4 and 9 we read, two people are better off than one. So, let's share a few more thoughts on choosing the right people. And here's my first thought for you. When it comes to friendship, take the initiative. Don't wait to be introduced. Say hello and get the other person's name. If you're naturally shy, yeah, it can be hard taking that first step. But you know what? The chances are the other person feels the same. And when you start talking, you'll find you have things in common. Next thought, take a risk. If you like somebody, go a little deeper and maybe mention a small struggle, fear, or disappointment that you personally experienced. This is called manageable risk, and it lets you gauge how the other person responds. If they're caring, and if you feel they identify with what you're saying, that's a good sign. If, on the other hand, they shut down, or maybe try to fix you, straighten you out, or act critical, well, it may be time to move on. And another thought, invite them to join you. If everything else works out, exchange phone numbers and invite the other person for coffee or lunch. Then go for a second meeting and give it a little time. That way you'll know if it's a friendship worth developing. And go where people hang out. You're looking for friends? Go where people are. There's lots of places to connect, like church or the gym or school or a playgroup or a volunteer service, etc. Be willing to get out of the house, leave your comfort zone, and put yourself in new, unfamiliar situations. You have to. And finally, remember that God uses all kinds of friendships to fulfill His purpose. One prominent preacher says, and I quote, "There are friends who have been instrumental in my blessing, although they never embraced or affirmed me. These are what I call the Judas sector that exists in the life of every child of God, the ones who cause you the most pain. They wound and betray you, but through their betrayal, God's will can be executed in your life." That's worthy of thinking about, isn't it? So, ask God for a friend, and then go out and make one.